I study shock waves, I study detonation phenomena, and I study the type of chemistry that occurs in a detonation. A lot of people would think that such applications would be mostly oriented towards defense. In fact, a lot of my funding may come from DOD, but there are a lot of other applications. For instance, propellants. We have this whole privatization of the space program occurring right now. And for that, there will need to be some new propellants, maybe some cleaner propellants. Also, shockwave phenomena is great for manufacturing stronger metals. So there's a lot of other applications that could be seen in industry that could benefit humanity besides just making bombs.
Essentially, we're working on materials that are plastics, so they're very easily processable and have all the kinds of properties we're used to plastics having. But they also have certain electronic properties that allow them to, say, generate electricity when they absorb light, which is the basis of the solar cells that we create. So the idea is that we can make solar cells that are really cheap and really easy to make. And so this will essentially reduce our energy costs, give us a sort of a renewable energy that won't require a high energy or cost input.
Joseph is a great example of someone who's doing interdisciplinary work involving computational science and biological physics. Currently, his work is looking at the effect of reactive oxidative species on lipid membranes and the role of antioxidants through large-scale computer simulations. The practical application of his work is that he'll be using this new technology to understand degenerative processes that lead to aging and various cancers.